The following program is part of the Inner Circle Podcasting Group. Go to innercirclecomics.com for more high-quality podcasts.
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Welcome back to another Answer of the Week podcast. I love this show because you guys do all the work for me. It's beautiful. We ask the question, you give us your answer. Before we can get rolling here, Jared, I need you to say hello to everybody and tell us what we're asking the listeners
okay,
this week.
Okay, Matt, hello. This week's question, we're living in a golden age of comic book movies and TV shows. The world is so starved for comic book entertainment that we've now seen two different versions of Quicksilver hit the silver screen. This week's question is...
Do that again.
This week's question is, of all the ways that superpowers have been depicted in film and television, which one is your favorite and why? Not your favorite character, but your favorite depiction of superpowers on the screen.
Powers.
Powers, baby.
I love it. I love it.
There's a bonus. We got a bonus.
Oh, yeah. The bonus question.
Now that Age of Ultron is out, who did the Quicksilver better? Joss Whedon or Bryan Singer?
So X-Silver or A-Silver? That's what we want to know. Let's get right into it.
Silver on the silver screen, baby.
Our first caller, Anthony from Brooklyn. He's a good kid. Buddy of ours. Love that guy. Good looking, too.
Hello, Joe and Matt. Hello, listen, nerds. It's Anthony from Brooklyn. And for this phone call, I'd like to highlight Havoc from X-Men First Class and his energy projection abilities. So when he's about to project his energy, he does this hula hoop thing. Oh, wait, this God. Is favorite depiction of powers on screen,
okay,
not least favorite. My bad. So my favorite depiction of powers has got to be the Falcon flying in Captain America Winter Soldier.
Okay.
And it's my favorite because I think they improved on the source material. The Falcon is, I love the character. I think he's great. But one of the things that has always bothered me are the wings. Always attached to his arms. And I always felt that they would be really cumbersome. Like you see him hanging out, talking to people, sitting in chairs, whatever. And these freaking wings are there just like attached to him at all times. And I've always thought it looked really silly. And in this movie, the wings retract into a backpack, which is really cool. And in terms of flying, like when I'm reading the comics, I mean, being able to fly is super cool, right? But how are you really, you know, super useful as a non-powered person who flies? And I think they really capture it in the movies when he's attacking the helicarriers and they're blasting at him and he's bobbing and weaving. And it's completely awesome and makes for really exciting movie watching. So that's pretty much it. I think it's exciting. They make it look awesome. And it all pretty much makes sense. And, you know, if Falcon's flying in the comics, he loses a wing, what's he going to do? In the movies, he's got a parachute. Awesome.
Just makes sense.
So Falcon flying, yeah. Completely great. Thank you.
Yeah, like if Sam gets an arm cramp, right? Because in the comics, where the wings are glued to his arms, he's just kind of flapping his arms around. Let's say he gets like a shoulder cramp or something. Fall out of the sky.
Such a cool 80s costume, though, dude.
It was very, very cool, though, watching the Falcon fly around in Cap 2. He looked awesome. I loved him.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Did the Ultimate Falcon... Did he have wings on his back, or were they
Ultimate Falcon
connected?
Had like backpack wings.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's where we kind of got this.
That's
design.
Where we get a lot of the design for the movies. Yeah.
And it does just make sense. Have a parachute.
Yeah. Into it.
Have a
Dig
parachute.
It.
We go back to Brazil. I love this.
Oh man.
It's our first and possibly only South American listener. Take it away,
hey
Mikey.
Hey there, fellas. This is Michael from Brazil, back with another answer of the week. The best on-screen version of a comic book character's powers have to be, for me, Nightcrawler from X-Men 2. That version was so good that six-year-old me got a little tape recorder and did like four tapes of a mini adventure with me as Nightcrawler. That scene in the White House made me love Nightcrawler, and when I found out about the character in the comics, I loved him even more, and that's why he's probably my favorite X-Men up until this day. Now, this does tie into my answer regarding the whole Quicksilver thing, in that I think the best Quicksilver was the Age of Ultron version, because Bryan Singer does this thing with his X-Men movies, in that he has this one scene where this one mutant gets to do this awesome thing. Like, he gets to blow our minds in a cool scene. But then, like, this mutant disappears. Practically disappears for the rest of the movie. Because Bryan Singer made him so overpowered or so cool that if he's in the movie, the plot is either going to get solved in 15 seconds or everyone else is going to seem really boring by comparison. That's
what happened in
these
films. I did immediately when I watched it.
Not only was Quicksilver in that movie just a plot device, and everybody knows that originally, that scene was supposed to have Juggernaut, so it was really kind of petty for them to put Quicksilver in. Not only, okay, it was a cool scene, but after that, he had really no reason to exist in the movie. For how, if he actually contributed to the plot of the movie, it would have ended in 10 seconds. At least the Age of Ultron version was an actual character. Well, keep up the great work. See you guys.
Okay, Matt, I'll tell you this much. He hit all the right buttons with me.
Yeah. No, I thought, though I did not care for Nightcrawler in X-Men 2, it was not because of the way he looked or his powers. His powers were awesome.
Yeah.
I just didn't need, like, all the weird, like, religious cultish crabs. Like, these are my angel symbols that I carve into my face. You know, like, what is that?
He's a cutter, man. Come on.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But he looked very cool, and he teleported. Yeah, yeah. It was awesome.
Okay, see, so I've got five that could be my answer to this. He just took one of them down for me, so boom.
Okay.
And I felt the same way after I watched that first class, and I was like, why did they let Quicksilver just walk up?
Yeah.
He could have fixed all of this for them.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Movie over.
Yeah. Although it was an amazing scene.
Yeah,
it
way cool.
Really was.
Yeah, way cool.
I hadn't thought of it like that, but Mike, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Quicksilver ends that film. Otherwise, yep. They're like, they're going to shoot the president. No, they're not. I moved him. You know, like, oh crap, the Sentinels are all here surrounding us. Nah, I just took us all out of there. You know, like, don't worry about it.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, you had asked us, what is your favorite on-screen superhero or superpower that is depicted in film or television, and why? Well, this week, I have to say that my favorite would definitely have to be the jump scar effect from Jumper. Now, I know that movie didn't get a high rating. It did have Anakin Skywalker. I can't think of his name. Hayden Christensen.
Don't worry, he's not
but
famous.
But it was a fun movie. It was an awesome effect. And I think it worked well for the film. Personally, I'd love to jump through a jump scar. So, that's my answer this week, guys. Hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net, and we'll see you in a week. Bye for now.
You forgot to tell us what the music was.
Damn it.
And my music this week is from The Fifth Element, and it's entitled Acta.
Okay. I knew it, all but right. I couldn't right. place it.
I love that he came back right as we started screaming. Like, whoa, I'm telling you. The jumping from Jumper.
I never saw Jumper.
Jumper was not a good movie. I will give Randy, though, the effect of them actually jumping was super cool.
Okay, cool.
It was sort of like, what was that TV show with John Rhys Davies? Sliders. It was sort of like Sliders, where like a...
It was about hamburgers.
A terror opened up. Yeah, it was about little miniature hamburgers. It was like a terror opened up sort of in reality, and they jumped through it. And it looked really cool. Not a good movie, though.
Okay.
Hayden Christensen.
I'll take your word for it.
No longer a famous person. I assume he's fat and drunk somewhere right now.
He's not making appearances at cons?
I don't think he is.
Poor guy.
I think Hayden's laying low. I think he took some serious heat for his performance.
Probably not as much heat as the guy that was Jar Jar.
I'll give you that. But we can't name that guy, so God bless him. Let's go to the Google voicemail.
Hey guys, Carl Smith. Gonna take a stab at getting on air here. My vote for the best on-screen representation would have to be... and it's not really a superpower so much, but if it's his lifestyle, is the Punisher in Punisher Warzone. This is a 2008 version of the Punisher that hit the big screen. Ray Stevenson, I believe, was the actor. of all the Punisher representations, I think they really nailed what it would have looked like to have acted like and lived as the Punisher. He lived in squalor. He was kind of emotionally damaged, cold, but he still had like this weird psychological hang up on families. And I think as much as people hate that movie, which I don't understand, I think that they took a superhero and were able to represent him pretty well. And he looked cool and he looked scary and he seemed twitchy. And I wouldn't think Frank Castle would be the kind of person that would have a big fan club in real life. So I think I know that you're looking for what special effects look the best on screen, but I think the costume design, the set design, and so on, they nailed what a Punisher would look like in real life on Punisher Warzone. Anyway, that's my take. Thanks. Bye.
Carl Smith, aka Camarillo Brillo. Which, by the way, what are you doing coming on here, giving your real name? Come on, you're a pharmacist. You're a pillar of the community. You don't want to be associated with this show. Use your code name.
He's my Omni bro, dude.
He's going with Punisher, a little outside the box. Now, I will give him, when the Punisher was killing people in Punisher Warzone, it was very cool.
I think that guy looked great.
He looked
the Punisher.
Great. The second he opened his mouth, I did not care for him at all. And Dominic West, the man who played Jigsaw, was the worst.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
So bad.
In my tummy.
God.
Tummy.
And Looney. No, that was Looney Bin Jim.
Oh, that was Looney Bin Jim.
That was Looney Bin Jim. No, Dominic West was the guy who was like, yeah, when am I going to get to kill Castle? I'm so okay. sick of that freaking game.
Oh, man.
That,
you
know, he sounded like one of the jerky boys making like a prank phone call. Like, yeah, I got about 2,000 of these tiles back here, sandalwood, or whatever the fuck you call them. Half of them are broken. Settle down, Jigsaw. God. And the Rastafarian gang.
Oh,
in the
yeah, baby.
Remember? They're just like running and flipping.
Yeah.
And then, like, one of them gets shot with a surface to air missile. It was such a bad movie. I will give you that he looked cool and they set him up well and he looked great in the suit. And it, like, I was so complex because I was like, man, this part of the movie is awesome. But this part of the movie is so unbearable that I want to close my eyes and plug my ears. You know what I mean?
Sure. But I kind of like that movie. I mean, it's not the best, but whatever. None of the Punisher movies are that good.
It just shouldn't be hard to make a Punisher film. I don't get it. I mean, like a Spider-Man film, way more difficult to make. Punisher? He's a big guy. He shoots people. He's crazy. Go. I mean, I just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Come on. Good answer, though, Cam. Out of the box, but a good answer.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that movie sucked. We go up north to the backwoods of Maine.
Oh, no.
That's right. The Orca hits us. He also sent some picture attachments of where he lives.
Uh-uh.
And one of them is a horse drawing like this really ramshackle looking like... It looks like somebody stole some wheels from a junkyard and built a little cart. And then a picture of what I think is him. And it's sort of a black and white picture. And he's got one of those weird messed up old timey hats and a really unkept long mustache, which is exactly how I pictured him. Let's see what the Orca's got for us.
Good day, Joseph. Good day, Matthew. This here's the Orca back in Maine after my pilgrimage to your fine city of Omaha. I sure was sorry to travel all that way, didn't miss you boys, but perhaps in another life. Dave said you was off giving that stripper who sometimes calls in the Eiffel Tower. Well, I could tell from the last part that you were both heartbroken to have missed me. I can't blame you. A good piece of genuine nerd poon is tough to pass up. I did get to meet your stunt double, Keith. He seems like a fine lad. Here's a little factoid you won't find on TripAdvisor. Omaha has more STDs per capita than any other town in the Midwest. And I'm sure there were at least six of them in that boy's beard. Somebody do that guy a favor and tell him that the Duck Dynasty look is passe. Dave helped me and my travel companion find a severely overpriced steakhouse and a few other hot spots. He even warned us away from the French bulldog because rumor has it that the chef there adds a little baby batter to the souffles. Anyway, enough about my voyages abroad. Let's answer this week's question. The often forgotten gem of the recent Batman flicks was how well Christopher Nolan and company portrayed the Scarecrow in his fear gas. Yeah, technically it's not a superpower, but man, was that well done. Especially when they changed the point of view to the various victims. Between the bats and the fire and the policeman on the horse, very creative. And when Bats turns it on Crane and we see how he sees the Batman, that scared the bejesus out of me. Worse than the time that Joseph's mother told me she was pregnant. And it could be mine.
Hey-oh!
Oh, man.
Scarecrow gas. That's a great answer. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's it is really good answer. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Very, very much so. Yeah. I liked it.
And the scene where we saw like demon bat face and he was like, rah, rah.
Yeah.
That was super creepy, man.
Yeah, I agree, man.
The orca. Great answer.
So did the orca just say he was Joe's dad?
He said he thought he may have been.
Okay.
He didn't really go into it. I don't know. He did say the mom told him she was pregnant. It might be his, and then the story ended.
Oh,
so,
man, a mystery.
We got a mystery
from
here.
From Maine.
From the backwoods of Maine. That
holy
strikes
crap.
All the way to the heart of Omaha, Nebraska.
It does.
My
There's
God.
A connection here.
Speaking of the heart of Omaha, Nebraska, everyone's favorite nerd girl. The only one who's been calling the show anymore. By the way, ladies, where are you? We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, there was like three or four at some point.
I know. Right now, we'll just have to live with Elise Wisdom and her insults for me.
Hello, listeners. This is Elise Wisdom. I'm recording this from the kennel that has been my home for the past couple of weeks. I've managed to build a smartphone so I can record my answer and call for help.
That's impressive.
But I can't figure out how to open this cage door. Guess I'll just have to wait for a man to come and shoot the door off for me. It's not so bad, though.
I see
this
you're
might
working.
Just be the Stockholm Syndrome talking, but there are some perks to living in a kennel in Matt Bomb's basement. I take a lot of naps. I get to eat scraps of cured meats. And I realized that while Matt does hate women, he hates himself even more.
Aww.
Moving on. My answer today is Days of Future Past Quicksilver. That is my answer for both of your questions. He is my favorite representation of superpowers and a much more fun character than kick-ass Quicksilver. And that's pretty much what it comes down to. What is the most fun? I almost went with Wolverine and his ability to be an asshole with his amazing cameo in First Class and best use of an F-bomb in a PG-13 movie ever. But being an asshole isn't a superpower. You hear that, Matt? Being an asshole is not a superpower.
Oh, come on. It's all I've got.
Oh, God. I think he heard me. Tell Mark Ruffalo to hurry.
That was clever. Poignant little stab at Avengers there. Timely and well done. And I like the use of Days of Future Quicksilver for both answers.
Hey, man, it made it nice and neat for her there. Yeah, yeah,
tidy
yeah.
And neat. I dig it. That was good. And a good answer. Thank you, Elise. And by the way, the kennels are not in my basement. I'm not that stupid, okay? All right? The kennels are in the ziggurat, far underground. She just doesn't know where she is because it's dark down there.
We've only had two people do the bonus question so far, and it's one for each.
One for each so far.
So we'll see how this all pans out here.
Let's go to Demetrius Murray.
How's it going, Joe and Matt? Demetrius here. Most people just call me D, just to throw that out there to you guys. I just want to say I have done this in a row, four times in a row. I have won Matt's answer four times and a special guest.
That's true.
I got his best vote also. So I'm hoping I win this one here again. I don't think I will, but my answer is gonna be, I could say Blink, her powers were freaking awesome in Days and Future Past, and Ghost Rider. As corny as that movie was, his powers were epic. He rode alongside of a building, dude. As a 12-year-old kid, if I was younger when I saw that, that would have been awesome. That would have been super freaking awesome. But my answer is, it has to be Daredevil. Like, the way they pulled that off was just epic. He walked around with a bandana over his eyes the entire time, and no bad guy questioned it. No bad guy said, like, hey, how can you see me right now? And, like, his sight beyond sight, when he was using that the entire time, epic. I loved it. It's probably a cheesy answer, but Daredevil, that's my answer. Take it easy, guys.
It's a good answer.
It's a great answer. It was one of mine, actually.
I don't think he had sight beyond sight, though. That was Thundercats.
I actually...
He held the sword and he went, give me sight beyond sight!
He actually ticked down a couple more of my answers. Like, I was I considered Ghost Rider because of how badass he looked.
He looked very cool.
So cool, and riding up that building was so badass. Again, I was going to maybe go with both Daredevils. That was probably the best thing about the Ben Affleck movie was showing how he used his powers. And I love in the Netflix one how they depict his powers so simply. Aside from the couple times they showed him seeing things like inflamed, just by, you know, showing how he kind of tuned in to stuff, you know, when he was Murdoch mostly, and they'd kind of do a close up on his ear and you'd kind of get this whole, you know, it was very simply done.
Yeah.
You know, with very low effect and, but gets the point across. So that was going to be one of mine too. Thanks for helping me whittle mine down.
There you go. There you go. D. Murray, thank you for calling in, buddy. Always good to hear you. And yes, he did win 4 weeks in a row. I forgot to give him the Gucci reward. That's awesome.
What about this week? How's he doing so far for you?
He's doing pretty good. He's doing pretty good. I don't want to spoil anything.
All right.
Right now, we're going to go back to the voice line. Calling from right here in Omaha.
Hey, Joe and Matt. This is Dom calling in with my answer to favorite depiction of powers in the movies for the answer of the week. And I decided to go a little bit out of the box, and I'm going to say my favorite depiction is Godzilla. And I'm talking like the original Godzilla, you know, where he was taking on Mechagodzilla, you know, from the 60s and the 70s and even into the 90s, like that. Not the recent one, but, I mean, basically you have like a runaway nuclear power, you know, mammal that just like tears apart the city, and
it's a reptile.
What could be better than that for a fictional interpretation of superpowers? So that's my answer. I don't know if you like it, but that's what I think anyway. So Godzilla, and talk to you next week. Bye.
I thought he's going to go for a Quicksilver bonus, but he didn't.
No.
I like Dom's answer a lot, but I totally disagree. I think the new Godzilla, his breath weapon in that, first of all, he didn't do it for like the entire movie. And when he finally did do it, it was a scene that was so cool.
Yeah.
Where he like holds that monster's mouth open.
Yeah, man.
And just like pukes down his throat. Yeah.
And then like Mike drops his head.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. And I thought the breath weapon in the new one looked incredible. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was scared too, because they made Godzilla look a little more realistic and bigger and stuff. And
he was a chubby fella.
You can get really silly.
He has really bad cankles.
Yeah, he did have some cankles, but he's big. He's got to hold all that up. Come on.
I get it. Tree stumps will hold that weight.
But the breath weapon could be very silly, and I thought they handled it really well. I enjoyed it. Good answer. Yeah.
Gojira.
Thanks, Dom. We got a first-time, long-time caller. He says he's sorry he missed last week. That's okay.
Hello there, Terry Newt. Hey, my first time, long time.
Whoa,
I had to call in.
Oh, my.
Your question. You wanted to know about the saber, but I know everyone's going to be calling in with their DC characters and their Marvel characters. That doesn't matter. None of those are the true. They're all rip-offs. Listen, you don't need to have your superpower poacher or your high-flying speed and high-flying running and your speed runners and your laser beam shooting at your eyes or your hands or your chest or your arse or what? Because all of them are a ripoff of the one true, the best superpowers ever shown on the screen, big screen or even on the small screen. The best superpowers ever have been shown. This is the one answer. The one. That's the answer. The one. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the one. Come on, boys. Come on, lads. You know what I'm talking about. Neo, the Matrix.
Neo,
the one.
Best showing the superpowers anywhere. In fact, all your Quicksilver little boys, they're all ripoffs of the Matrix.
Pretty good.
That's it. The Matrix, remember that? When they showed the super speed, when he's dodging the bullets, or when the bullets are coming through, flying through the air. How many times have you seen that since then? All the time. How about when he gets super powered and he punches the ground and makes a dent in the... How many times have we seen that, have we?
Rad.
The camera spinning around while they're fighting in the air. The best superpowers shown on the screen, big or small, it's the Matrix with Neo and its superpowers. And even the agents, flat out, boring on that same answer, okay? And for the best Quicksilvers, I haven't even seen the... Oh, I'm going to go to the movies as soon as it opens. No, I take my time. I go when I want to go. So it's The Flash, that's your answer, okay? See the way it's The Flash. That's
the Flash.
Right, we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
The best Quicksilver is The Flash. Okay. Well, thanks for helping us out with that one. Yeah. First time, long time.
We're still stuck.
I love the Neo answer. I didn't even consider
it's
that.
It's a great answer.
I did and not it did. Even consider it.
It has changed how a lot of depicted action scenes and things since. Yeah.
Now, the really cool thing about it is like what he was actually doing in the stunt scenes is stuff like if you watch old Kung Fu films, you've seen that before. Yeah, I mean, definitely. They just took the Kung Fu that he was doing and turned it up like 1,000% or less. But man. That's a great answer.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah, I did not even think of that. It's a great answer.
Making my choice difficult here.
Ooh, man. I think I've got mine.
What do we?
I think I've got
mine. Well, I'm talking best caller.
Well, I see.
We have to choose besties.
We absolutely do. But first, let's get to our last caller. It's actually a two-parter.
Ooh.
Chris Latta hit us. He forgot about the Quicksilver part. So let's play his answer first.
Hello there, Joe and Matt. This is Chris in Bellevue again, calling in for this week's answer of the week. And I believe we asked something about who's our favorite movie version of the way they imagined the character in the films. And I think that for me, it's got to be Spider-Man. I mean, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man was cool and epic in its day, but as bad as the current Spider-Man films were, the way that they brought Spider-Man to life was just incredible. I just keep thinking about that scene where he's found this guy that's mugging a girl and he's hitting him with webs and putting it over his mouth and putting his hands up and all that stuff, swinging through the city. He just looks like it did in the comics. It jumps out. And so, yeah, Spider-Man, absolutely, hands down. So many other great characters, but Spider-Man, they did really well. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Chris, I admit, the first time I saw Spider-Man 1, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man in the theater, when we saw him put on the costume and start swinging around, I cried. I cried. It's like I'd been waiting for this for I don't know how long. It looked so cool. And yeah, those movies don't hold up so well. But you cannot deny like the Spidey action.
Yeah. Like they hit all the poses.
Oh, man.
Like they straight up did poses out of the comics.
Absolutely. And even more so in the newest Spider-Man films, which I didn't care for the second one either, but man, like the end of that film where he goes all Todd McFarlane.
Oh yeah.
And like his knees are up by his ears and stuff. Yeah. It was so cool.
I also really liked in the first Amazing when, he's webbing up the lizard and he's like crawling around the lizard like a spider and spinning a web on him as he's crawling around. Way cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best thing about those films is how they depicted Spidey.
Without a doubt. Chris forgot to mention his Quicksilver, but he sent us an email saying
the tiebreaker. It's the tiebreaker.
I liked Quicksilver in both films. I liked the way they used him in Days of the Future Past, but I liked the character from Ultron much more.
Okay.
Age of Ultron was much closer to the comic book character, and he was better acted. So, Age of Ultron.
Sure.
That's kind of your winner.
We can swing it that way, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of your winner.
Okay.
But I'm still saying that our votes are going to count heavier on this. Before we get to our votes, let's get to our favorite caller. In the notes, which you can call the notes if you want. You can see what everybody said, unless you know who's
I got it. Okay. I got it.
Who's
I got
your favorite
it. It was down to two. So it's either down to the Brazilian because I agree that the Nightcrawler scene in the White House is really cool.
That was awesome.
And I also agree that Quicksilver was wasted in First Class or whatever it was called.
I would argue he's kind of wasted in both.
Well, see, here's the truth. I haven't seen Avengers.
You haven't?
I have not.
What the hell's wrong with
you? So I've got a god dang baby.
That's your excuse for everything.
But then Neo, The answer of Neo from First Time, Long Time is a really great answer. And like, so I guess I have to choose one. I'm going to go with the Neo answer. I'm going to go First Time, Long Time.
I am too. I'm doing it too. I'm breaking Demetrius's streak and I'm going with First Time, Long Time. I didn't even think about Neo.
Yeah.
I love that answer. And he did everything. He ran fast. He flew. He was super strong. He did it all, man.
Yeah, dude, that first Matrix movie blew us all out of the water.
Oh yeah,
like we were all just like, holy, I will
never forget,
crap. Dude. Trinity in the very beginning, like everything is just
walking out of the Dollar Theater after I saw that.
Like, the Dollar Theater,
like it was amazing. So let's get to our answers.
All right,
you want to go first? You go first.
Okay. Like I said, I had a whole bunch. God dang it. This is really, really tough for me because I feel like there's been some really great stuff. Can I do a couple honorable mentions?
You can cleverly build up to your winner. I'll let you do that.
Okay. So like, you know, I want to give a little bit of love to some of the maybe unloved, you know, the Ang Lee Hulk. The one thing I really liked is what he got bigger when he got pissed. He got bigger.
Yeah.
And that, like, I thrilled to that when he busts out of the side of his house and all those dudes are shooting at him and he was like, oh, I'm getting more pissed. Yeah. And he got bigger. That was so cool.
I would say the jumping in that was really cool. Yeah. Too, where he just kind of like leapt in the all air. Like, yeah. That was cool.
Okay. And then of course, you know, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I really liked, how they did the Absorbing Man.
Haven't seen it.
He had a cool little curio at his apartment and all these little drawers filled with all these little different things. And like, he's like, oh, I got a marble in this one. I got a rock in this one. And like
that's clever.
Steel in here, you know, and so he could kind of screw around with that. But here's what I'm going to go with, dude. I'm going to go with the Bryan Singer. No, it's not Bryan Singer. It's Zack Snyder's Man of Steel.
Really?
His Superman, dude.
Zack Snyder's Superman?
You can't tell me that when you saw the trailer and you saw Superman fly and he hit like Mach whatever.
That was cool.
And like the sound wave just went ta-doosh.
Yeah.
Like that was bad. And like when he's fighting and he's like rapid punching and like ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da.
That was cool.
And flying over here, boom, 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 boom. And flam, boom, boom, flam. And everybody die around me.
Yeah,
like that's so cool.
It was definitely the best like vision of Superman's powers that we have seen.
Yeah. I'm going with that.
That's a great answer.
I'm going to go with that. Because
I will say when we first saw the trailer and they showed him like on the ice with his hand down and the ice starts to shake.
Yeah, man.
And bang, just like takes off. Goosebumps.
Yeah, right.
Like, just covered in goosebumps. That was
when he breaks that sound barrier, man. It's so
cool.
Just like
not a great movie.
Look at him fly.
Not a great movie.
I love that movie.
I like the movie. I didn't like the end. I like the movie. Didn't care for the end. That's all.
I get it.
My favorite. And the Godzilla one was stolen right out from under me. So I am going with another Zack Snyder film.
Oh,
I'm Doc Manhattan.
Oh,
from Watchmen.
Nice.
The way that he did Doc Manhattan
with
was
his dog.
So cool. And and everybody was like, why do we have to see his dick? I can't think of a better way to illustrate that he's become more than human than to have him walking around nude.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit.
No, yeah.
He does not care about your stupid human feelings. He is different than us. He glowed blue. Oh,
that's a really good answer. I didn't even think about that.
He looked ridiculous. He was like the brightest thing on the screen because he did not belong on the planet. And like when he was doing stuff, like when he's on the talk show and they sort of hit him with the, you know, your ex-wife has cancer and we think you gave it to her. They sort of ambush him and he freaks out. And he's like, go away! And he like screams and all of a sudden, bang! He's just like gone.
Yeah.
Man, and then he's on Mars, like constructing that weird, I don't even know what it is. You know, the thing out of like turning the sand into glass as he walks through it.
You're right, man.
He
that is
was
really
so
great.
Cool. And like, man, that is a very, very difficult character to get right. I would argue that is one of the hardest power sets to illustrate.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He was like, Superman flies, does fast stuff. Sure. Neo looks cool, punching people and knocking stuff around. But this is a really, really difficult concept to get across that like this guy can actually screw with the foundations of matter and time, you know, as we know it.
Yeah.
And I think Snyder did an incredible job bringing that to the big screen. Doc Manhattan. That's my answer.
I changed my favorite answer to yours. Okay, Matt. So then I think you have to be the one. Well, okay, wait a
minute. Let's talk Quicksilver.
Okay.
Quicksilver or Quicksilver?
Well, like I said, I haven't seen the Ultron.
I don't think you can vote then.
So I can't really vote.
I don't think you can vote.
I mean, I want to say I automatically was going to just say the Avengers one because I too thought that it was a flaw that they didn't keep using Quicksilver.
It was a flaw in the movie, but we're talking about his powers.
I get it.
We're talking about who did the, and I'm not even going to go into the acting or the character. I'm stripping that all out of it.
I don't care. You can tell me, do they handle his powers very similarly?
No, I will say Bryan Singer made a really cool decision with Quicksilver as opposed to making him run really fast.
Yeah,
we're going to slow everything down to show you what Quicksilver's doing.
Yeah.
And I love that decision. And I think that thinking outside the box like that, like going the opposite direction with his powers, it was so cool that I'm giving it to that one. I'm giving it to Bryan Singer's use of slowing everything down. That scene where he's running around, you know, in the commissary area or the kitchen of the White House. That's just breathtaking. And there was not a moment like that in Age of Ultron. Now, in Age of Ultron, they chose to speed him up and show him running around. And they did an incredible job of doing it. And it looked so cool. And I really liked his powers. But I think just the creativity from that scene in Days of the Future Past wins for me. It was just well done. And I'm not going into the acting. I'm not touching either actor or story or anything like that. Just raw powers. I'm giving it to
Dave. So then it's just a straight up tie. We got nowhere with this fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you got, because you had two people. Yeah. Straight up tie.
Everybody wins.
Two silvers.
Yeah, I guess Quicksilver wins. Yeah, there you go.
My favorite Quicksilver is the movie about the guys that bike race.
What movie is that?
Quicksilver.
Oh, Quicksilver.
Right?
Oh, remember no, they were
they're on 10 speeds, right?
They weren't bike racing. They were delivery guys. They were bike delivery guys.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, yeah. And it was, what's his name? Who was it?
Is it Kevin Bacon?
It was Kevin Bacon. Yeah. Kevin Bacon and Quicksilver.
That's my favorite Quicksilver.
He was a delivery guy and he like got in deep because he was delivering something for the mob or something like that and had to run from him. And then they sort of remade it with,
with Looper.
Yeah. Why can't we not say anyone's name suddenly? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the actor's name, but I can't say the name of the movie where he was the bike guy. I didn't see it. I heard it was
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Quicksilver with Kevin Bacon. God dang it. That's my favorite one.
So you like look, Kevin?
Man. Oh, yeah, because remember he does that like scene with his girlfriend who's like a dancer.
Yeah,
and
man.
They kind of do a dance with the bike.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hot Shot Stock Exchange Floor Trader, Kevin Bacon.
Premium Rush was your Joseph Gordon-Levitt like bike movie. So there you go.
There we go.
So Kevin Bacon was your favorite Quicksilver. I like that answer.
Yep.
That's good. That's really good. This was a fun one. Thank you so much to everybody that called. We had a really good time. There's a new question of the week. It's already up. Willy Toots.
What is it?
Can you please read it?
All right. Our next question of the week is from FTO Comic Reviews. Do you think we're living in a neo-golden age of comics with comic-themed TV shows and movies in the limelight? Bonus question, what would you name this new age of comics? I like this.
Me too. It's kind of a difficult one, though. So we're saying, is this a new golden age because we have so much good TV and movies? Or do you think it's solely comic-related? And like, do you think comics are better than they ever were, too? Or do you think they kind of suck? And you miss how they used to be. And no, this is not a golden age. And if you do think it is a new golden age, what is the new name? What are we calling it?
Oh, man.
What? Because it can't be the modern age forever.
I can't wait to hear what everyone's got to say about this.
It's going
to
be a fun one. Again, my buddy Alec Baldwin is going to tell you how to call in or email in your answer to this question. He's not going to be happy about it. He's sort of doing some public service after, you know, that whole thing with the plane and the Words with Friends and everything. But hey, we got him cheap. Huh? Willie Toots, thank you very much for helping me host this week.
You got it, man.
Thank you to everybody that called in, emailed in, and wrote on the web boards their answers. We love it. This is your guys' show. Without you, we don't have it. Ladies, call this show. Elise is all alone in this giant sausage fest of a show. Come on. Let's get some lady power in here. We will have another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast going up next week. Wooly Toots is going to join me for that one, too, because Joe is still moving. But for now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd, signing off.
So help me God, one more week of doing this ridiculous nerd show and I swear I'll slit my own throat. My name is Alec fucking Baldwin, and if you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com or leave a Skype message for the username twoheadednerd. Share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please. Too bad these crybabies went and ruined their own show by putting fascist rules on it. Nice job, morons. Please move your episodes to the cancelled file. See you in hell, nerds. You too, father.